Well, joining me now here in the WGN Skyline studio is Illinois House Republican Leader Jim Durkin from Western Springs. Leader Durkin, thank you again for coming into the studio.
Good morning, Rick. Great to see you, and skies are opening up, and
they're clearing, not clearing. Opening up. It makes it sound like it's more rain coming. It'll be a fine day. It'll be humid.
Yeah, great to be here. Thank you.
So I wanted to talk to you about the issue of Sterigenics, and the story confounds me because. And frankly, it was Mike Cawthorn, my great colleague at the Tribune, environmental writer, who really brought this issue to the fore about the issue of the ethylene oxide cancer-causing emissions from the Sterigenics plant. So, a lot of outrage. There's legislation. A law is passed. Then there's a consent decree. And then now you have new legislation that you've proposed. You have the governor saying, Governor Pritzker, who signed the original legislation, saying, well, if you got something better, we'll bring it back and we'll go into special session. Never happened. What the heck is going on?
There's a lot of moving parts on this issue, but I think just going back to how this all started, and I think for people who are still trying to figure out this Sterigenics issue, it was a little more than a year ago, maybe, when the U.S. EPA, a division in the U.S. EPA called, they go by ATSDR. I forgot exactly what that means, but they produced a report stating that they said that ethylene oxide is more dangerous than they previously had thought. And that in particular areas, and one specifically in Willowbrook, because of the emissions that they had detected at the Sterigenics facility, it could cause serious bodily injuries and different types of infirmities and illnesses over a period of time if it is not contained properly. It sent off a shockwave in the western suburbs, and I immediately was whistled in by the mayor of Willowbrook, Frank Trilla. It was very difficult, and trying to figure out what to do, what does this mean? Within a few weeks, there was a public hearing, and then the lines of individuals who lived in that area had talked about their illnesses, their cancers, their tumors, leukemias that they have either are currently experiencing or people in their family have experienced who have lived in that region for decades. And Sterigenics has been in Willowbrook for some 20, 30 years, and before that it was Griffith Labs. But ethylene oxide is a product that has been around for a while, and it's used in the sterilization of a lot of products in the manufacturing side, but also in the healthcare industry, particularly for hospitals, for surgical kits, which they sterilize, and that is what they traditionally have used it for. But it's the emissions of the ethylene oxide into the environment is what has caused the great concerns, and which has led to some 30 or 40 personal injury lawsuits.
Right, a number of lawsuits.
And now those are ongoing. Those will go on forever. And because of the comments from the U.S. EPA is that, well, you know, we're going to have to go look at ethylene oxide again because our new analysis shows that it's much more powerful and more toxic than we thought it was when it was previously analyzed years ago. So, all right, do something, U.S. EPA. They haven't. So that's prompted us in Springfield, based on this great concern, this health concern. It's just not only the health, but people can't. Their neighborhood, their kids, right. They're afraid to have their kids walk around the neighborhoods without having some type of covering over their mouth. They can't sell their homes. The property values are really challenging over there. People are looking for some type of response. And I, during the course of this, there was a gentleman by the name of Matt Haller who lived about a half a mile from my office. And my office is about a mile away from the Sterigenics facility, and my home is 4 miles away. Matt Haller is mutual friends with my family, and he says, I need to talk to you. He came in extremely, extremely ill. He was in his last days. He had a very, very advanced case of stomach cancer, and it was very sad. And he talked to me about his experience. He was the first plaintiff that filed the lawsuit, but he didn't have a lot of time, and he mm-hmm. discussed the situation that was going through him and his wife and his young son. It was a very, very sad moment, but he told me that, you know, please do something about this. Make sure that this doesn't happen to anybody else, what's going on with me. And he personally asked me that, could you please name this after me so I don't, my life means something, that people will remember this and that we're going to do something about ethylene oxide. But he specifically told me, I said, do you want this banned? He goes, no, don't ban it, because I know it's used in different processes. It's important in the manufacturing process for sterilization, but there are bad actors out there, and do something about this. So I passed the Matt Haller Act, which puts great restrictions for the first time anywhere in the nation on sterilization facilities such as Sterigenics and how they operate and how they control their emissions. And we did it also with a higher standards, continuous emissions monitoring. We forced, I would say the most comprehensive set of emission standards for anywhere in the United States, in which you have to capture 99% of the emissions, a long list of things which I worked on with my colleague, Dan Mazzocchi, who's an intellectual property lawyer who knows molecules and little things like that. She was fantastic and a great help with this. We did that because we also knew at the time, which prompted this, was action by the Illinois EPA last year, which was under the new Pritzker administration, where a seal order was placed on the doors of Sterigenics in Willowbrook, stating that they caused a public health and safety concern. And because of that, the EPA has this authority to stop the facility from operating. Some people have questioned whether or not there was sufficient facts and evidence at the time for the EPA to do that. I sustain that there was.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to pick up the rest of the story when we come back. We're speaking with Jim Durkin, the Republican leader of the Illinois House. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune. We're speaking with Jim Durkin, the Illinois House Republican leader from Western Springs. We're talking about the issue of the Sterigenics plant, the ethylene oxide emitting plant in Willowbrook. And so we had this legislation that was passed, signed into law.
That's correct.
Then we have a consent decree that's reached between Sterigenics, the Illinois Attorney General's office, and the DuPage County State's Attorney's office.
That's correct.
And where does that fit in?
The consent decree lifts the seal order that was issued by the Illinois EPA back at the end of the year.
Okay.
And that's I opposed the consent decree. I felt that the municipalities who at the last minute said we need to have more participation in this, and I supported that. But they entered into the decree about 2 weeks ago. Now, at the same time, just before that, which has prompted a lot of concern, is that the Sterigenics facility had submitted about a month and a half ago a permit for construction, a new construction permit, saying that we're going to comply with the new law and we're going to go above and beyond.
With your law that puts almost unattainable standards.
It is. And there was a public hearing done about a month ago, another one, in which EPA attended, and we went through that permitting process also. We went through their permit, and we dissected it, and we punched so many holes in it, myself, my colleagues, and residents, where there is sufficient basis for the Illinois EPA to say no to that permit. And I contend that if the EPA does what they should be doing instead of being in a rubber stamp, this whole issue of legislation could be a moot issue, and they should say no. So right now, it's a very confusing process. But the fact is, the people of that area are not, they don't care about process. They want that facility shut down, and so do I.
Okay, so you have new legislation.
To say that because I was not happy with the way that the consent decree went down, because the municipalities did not have the ability to
have a say,
this legislation is going to state that a home rule municipality that has a sterilization facility that emits EO, that the village can, by ordinance, ban it like they like villages can do. They can ban alcohol sales. They can ban tobacco sales. They can ban strip clubs because they believe it's in the best interest of their residents and it complies with the health and welfare of their citizens. And that is what I am attempting to do.
I understand that you're putting EO on par with, you know, products, that kind
Correct.
Of thing. But is it ex post facto because that this plant had been operating?
No. I mean, we're going to get into constitutional questions about takings. Every step of the way, I've looked at that. I'm not concerned. If we were going to say that we just can't shut down that facility by just passing law
by decreeing
saying,
it.
But it doesn't say that they can't use an alternative at that facility other than EO. We're just saying we're banning EO. We believe that there are safer sterilization products in commerce that can be used to achieve the same goals. So we're just saying that this specific gas that has been determined by the US EPA to be even more toxic and dangerous than we ever thought, use something else. But you know what? I've talked to so many people in that area, and you just can't say that it's environmental conditions that's causing these terrible tragedies and illnesses. At the end of the day, all factors and all fingers go towards all people. It goes back to Sterigenics. I know that area very well, and that is the common denominator with all these lawsuits, and I just hope that we can reach a conclusion. I would hope that Sterigenics would understand that, you know what, you're not wanted. Find an alternative or leave the area. Because I think it's going to be very difficult for them to be able to, comply or just to satisfy their business model, because it's just not going to work out there anymore.
So the legislation, the new legislation, are expectations of action in the veto session?
I've had a discussion with the governor, and he
okay.
was he without getting too deep into it, he indicated that this is something that he felt. Thinks it's a step in the right direction, and I'll continue to work on it. I'm hopeful to have a public hearing within the next 2 weeks, a subject matter hearing of some sort, before one of the House committees on that, so we can walk into the veto session prepared to move forward. It is my goal for the veto session is to get that bill passed and get it on the governor's desk for him to sign to give that local option to municipalities to say whether or not they want that type of product to be used within the four corners of their village.
All right. We will be watching that very closely. Illinois House Republican Leader Jim Durkin from Western Springs, thank you so much for joining me this morning.